Want instant MVP status? Join the new Dick's Scorecard Plus program. For $99, Scorecard Plus members enjoy 1 year packed with perks, like $80 in annual bonus rewards, free shipping with no minimum purchase, triple points on 2 purchases, and more. That's over $160 in benefits. Join Dick's Scorecard Plus today and score more than ever. Tap the banner to learn more. Exclusions and terms apply. Visit Dicks.com/scorecardplus for details.
People need advice. You need some. 1-800-947-3979. Every once in a while, we have somebody who writes in and they say, I need some advice. And you get the feeling, by every once in a while, I mean at least once a week, they already know the answer.
Mm-hmm.
They just want someone else to either tell them it's okay or tell them no, run away. This is one of those. You're going to want to shout at this person before they're into their third sentence on this text. Okay?
All right.
I need advice. My ex-fiance wants to get back together.
Okay.
That's sentence one.
Okay.
In May, she cheated on me. She was a realtor and had a male client that was single. I voiced some concerns and she said they were just friends. But later I saw a text where he was asking to sign the paperwork for the real estate deal in the bedroom. And she replied, LOL, of course. I was upset. She said, just didn't want to mess up the deal. That's why she replied, LOL. We had some other issues where she assaulted me, so I asked her to move out of the house. She said she still wanted to be together, so we continued to be together. I went on a work trip to Vegas and found out that she had gone out with the guy that she had been texting, though she claimed there was no relationship. And she said, well, I'm just occupying my time with him since you're not spending any time with me.
Oh, God.
Wow.
Okay.
A few months later, I went on vacation with my kids to find out that she went on vacation with that guy again. She says they're just friends and nothing has ever happened between them.
Hold on. She went on vacation with him?
Yes. Dude, all right, stay broken up and don't take her calls anymore.
No, I don't know, man. This all seems legit to me.
Yeah.
Yeah, no, I think, yeah, they're just pals. Just buddies, no big deal.
Yeah, how would she feel if you went on a vacation like that? Would it be the same?
She didn't even like when you went on vacation with your kids.
Yeah, so maybe just get out. You guys seem toxic for each other. Seems obvious.
I think get out and forget her.
I disagree. I think he's not trying hard enough.
You're boring, sir. Spice up your life.
Yeah, I mean, like she has needs, you know? I mean, and she's got, she just has man friends. You know, that's fine. No big deal. They go on vacation together. Find a show.
I mean, I do think that it's happening. Okay for men and women to have friends of the opposite sex, but not in this scenario.
Not usually ones you'd vacation with.
But no.
But otherwise, she sounds like a peach, man.
Just glossed over the...
cheats on you and assaults you. No big deal. No problem. Oh, and lies to you. So,
this one. Why can't I... This is from Buffalo. Why can't I get a face tattoo? I would have never expected that to be, but
I don't know.
But
why
listen to the rest.
You?
I'm a professional snowboarder as well as an instructor. I have a master's degree in anthropology, but have elected to stick with snowboarding. Girlfriend, who I'm going to marry, is against it. For reference, the rest of my body is covered with tattoos. Well,
what exactly do you want?
Yeah, I mean, why the strong draw to get a tattoo on your face?
I mean, personally, I have no problem. You want to get a tattoo on your face, go for it. But you have to acknowledge that that's going to limit your employment in the future.
Yeah, I mean,
when the day comes where you're not a professional snowboarder.
As BS as that is, because, you know, like you said, you have a degree in anthropology. You could be an extremely smart, gifted, talented, whatever person for whatever job you're eventually going to apply for. But that is going to play a factor.
Yeah, I mean, you know, the times change and, you know, 30 or 40 years ago, you know, regular tattoos weren't that mainstream. It was like rock band guys and bikers and that was
Mike Tyson
and you know, and guys guys who had gone, you know, in the military who had gone across the equator. you know, but now it's very mainstream. You know, a lot of people have them, but it's not mainstream on the face yet. You know, I mean, it's Mike Tyson and it's Post Malone. And maybe Lil Wayne, you know, you do whatever you want, but it's, but people are going to look at you weird. I mean, it's just the way it is, like it or not. People are going to judge you.
Yeah, that's definitely true.
You know, especially I mean, when I, you know, dating women, you know, like I'm not a big tattoo guy, But it also, like, if I met somebody that I really liked and they had tattoos, like Kelly on her arm or whatever, like, fine. Nah, it's not that big of a deal. But on the face?
On the face, it's different.
Yeah. It is. I'm at that point, I would be just, I'm probably, that's probably not a type of person that I'm going to, like, hit it off with.
The bigger thing for me is, if this is the woman you're marrying, her opinion really counts more than us.
Yeah.
And if she really thinks it's not great, yeah, maybe it sucks, but if I was really set on something like that and Kayla was like, yeah, I just don't think you're going to look good that way. I might think she's wrong, but ultimately I want her to think I look good. And if that's what your girlfriend is saying, that might be a problem.
Yeah, ultimately she's right. Face tattoos look terrible.
So I have a hairstylist. Really, the when I was dyeing my hair like green and all those crazy colors, she's the one that does that. Mm-hmm. And she has tattoos. She's got her ears tattooed, which are really cool, and it bleeds onto her face just a little bit, and it looks really neat. And she's in a profession where she can do that. She also rides motorcycles and lives that lifestyle where when you see it, it's done very well and it looks badass. But I think if I saw her in a workplace, I wouldn't think twice about it just because how I've grown up around tattoos. I just don't really care. But I could totally see if you're dating someone and they don't have a face tattoo when you meet them.
Right.
And then suddenly they want to do it and it's not some dainty
you wanna change
pattern
your body
around their ear and they're a stylist. Like if it's not those things, you're like,
yeah.
I mean, and if you don't have a great tattoo artist, if you're going with somebody that they've seen the work before and they're just trying to tell you like, this is not the person to do it. There are so many ways that a face tattoo can go wrong.
I think you're right, though, about the didn't have one, now have one.
Yeah.
Big difference.
Yeah, when you're changing your appearance, I wouldn't want it if my girlfriend started wearing grills.
Yeah.
I'd be like,
oh, that would be hot. I'm so down with that.
I don't like this.
Does that jewelry place we like, do they make?
I'm sure they could.
I'm sure they would.
Diamond Regal, you guys make some grills for my wife?
Get some grills.
Steve, I got a coin toss. Ready? Get the world's largest coin.
Got it right here.
Oh, you already had it ready.
Yeah.
I've been working with a place for over a year, but they don't have PTO. Should I play hooky on Friday?
Been working with a
place? Like working at a place, I assume. Place. Okay. Yes. So the place doesn't have PTO. They don't have paid time off?
Depends on what the employee status is.
I mean, I guess, depending on what your status is. Heads? And also, I kind of want to know why they
take
Friday off.
Yeah, we're not flipping this until we know why.
You don't get to know why. Heads?
We need to know why.
I mean, that's certainly leaving out a really big detail.
Because they want a three-day weekend.
Yeah. That's
good
enough.
Good reason.
Yeah, but for what?
To not work.
I need to know why.
Five days.
So it's just to not get up.
Those are silly details we don't need.
No.
We just need to tell them whether or not they should flip the coin.
All right. Well, let's just
or whether or not they should.
All right.
Should they risk their job?
Heads, hooky, tails, go to work. Hooky, heads. Congratulations.
Yep. If they reply and say, I'm going to go to the Ren Fair.
Yeah. I mean,
okay, then we retract it.
Yeah. We're taking
you
got
to tell us why.
See? Thank you, Steve, for bringing reasoning to the room.
Mm-hmm.
What I'm here for.
This text: I disagree about face tattoos. Freebeer needs to tattoo a beard on his face till the real one comes back.
Damn.
Rude.
Yeah. You should tattoo it on.
That would look great. That would look as good as I do now.
Like that
maybe
guy,
a little better.
That guy that tattooed abs on. Yeah. We talked about last
maybe
week.
I'll get the abs too while I'm at it.
Pretty good.
1-800.
You know, I'm pretty good with spray paint.
Are you?
That'd be a little bit more temporary.
Tape it off?
Yeah, tape it off.
Yeah, you just, tape it off. And you want to mist it. You don't want to get too close. Yeah. Otherwise, it's going to look crazy. But you stand about a foot away and mist that from
no
a little
runs,
distance.
No drips, no airs. You're going to go Krylon?
Yeah.
You got to do
it would last a couple of days.
Tape a soft edge, too. You can't have a hard edge because it can't look too perfect.
It looks a little bit weird. Sometimes you'll see barber videos like that where they like do it like the straight edge and they spray in the
I mentioned it before. There was a bartender in the Atlanta Sky Club in the airport that time I got stuck there. His beard lines and his hairline across his forehead was so perfect. I could not stop staring at it. I'm like, that is amazing. You were made like in Westworld. Before they realize you got to make them have a little glitch. All right. My 20-year-old niece, we'll call her Andrea because that's her name, came to visit her grandmother wearing a nose stud. Andrea is quiet, polite to her family, and is in her third year of college. Her grandmother is livid that her daughter allowed her granddaughter to get a nose stud. Seems like Andrea might be trying to rebel. Her grandmother is footing the bill for college, though. How can I help Grandma get her granddaughter to take out her nose stud? Andrea has never done anything like this before, and it's not like her. Her friends don't look or act like goths, punks, or anything else. Wow. This is so out of character. She earns good grades, and she's usually a quiet girl who never speaks to anyone other than her mom. It started to sound like that was the voice.
Well, yeah, that's the behavior of only a dirty goth girl. Yeah. Am I right, guys?
Who earns good grades.
Me and Malin, we're so goth.
Yeah. Yeah. You creepy goth girls.
You have your nose pierced too, right?
So mine's actually fake.
Oh, you are such a fraud. Now you're a poser.
Get out.
I had it pierced on one side and ripped it out in my sleep.
Oh, okay. No.
No. Okay, I'm back on board. Fake is great.
So then I got it redone on the other side, but then got this like scar tissue bump that never went away. So I just had it taken out. So I was like, well, these fake ones look nice because I like the look of it, but don't like the scarring.
Can you put it in Hot Wing's nose and then take it back and put it in yours?
I mean... Yeah.
I mean, technically, I think that's technically possible. Yes.
Seems like Maitland's still a little too new because the answer to that is, yeah, I could, but don't even ask.
Well, honestly, if a fake one looks like a real one, I don't see why you
Turns
wouldn't
out,
do it that way.
Yeah, Kelly's the dumb one. You're right, Maitland. I'm glad you said Kelly's dumb.
You didn't even
nice
need a
job
hole there. Yeah. Because I didn't know that was a fake one.
Yeah. I have a fake tattoo on my arm. It's books stacked by a tree.
Oh, wow.
It was $8, and everybody tells me how authentic it looks.
I bet it looks so good. Yep. I didn't even know you could do fake stuff like that.
Yeah.
I have a fake Whole Prince Albert that's just magnets too.
Well, when it's the size of a pencil, I guess it's easy for those magnets to
boom.
You know?
Yeah.
Small peepee joke.
Know. Yeah, one of those big novelty pencils like you buy at Dave and Buster's with 1 million tickets. The eraser's the size of a king dong. That's what I'm talking about. Big pencil. Boom. I got BPE, big pencil energy.
Oh.
That's not true.
70% whole.
It's generous. Yeah. Mine, if you look at it from the end, it's like if you went to a bagel shop, you'd be like, they're just not even making these full anymore?
It just looks like
Why is the middle so big?
An empty toilet paper tube.
Just going back to the... Not a bad comparison. Less cardboard, more fleshy. Anyway. If you're paying for someone's college, you don't get to control everything in their life for 4 years.
No.
No, that's not at all. Usually how it works. I mean, unless you agree upon that ahead of time.
That'd be something. Hey, I want to pay for your college, but I get to manage your body until you get your degree.
Yeah, no nose rings.
Yeah, that's a little ridiculous.
Well, we've covered a lot.